Okay, thank you.
And just to let everybody know, here at the Department of Commerce and moving forward, as there's a current bill in place that's heading to the governor's desk, all public meetings will be recorded and posted out on the website for the official meeting minutes. So if anybody needs those currently right now out on the Department of Commerce website, and I'll put in the chat last meeting's minutes as an audio or out there.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Go ahead.
Mr. Hayes, are you there, sir? John? You're showing as muted, sir.
All right.
Okay, then I'm turning the meeting over to you.
We'll try that again. Good morning, everyone. I will call the meeting of the Montana Board of Horse Racing to order. And again, thank you for all being on this morning. Gary, would you please conduct the roll call? See how we're looking here.
I can see everybody, Mr. Chairman, except Carrie Pride, who had emailed me and said she would be out of the country this morning for this meeting. Oh, excuse me, and Janice Calton is not on yet, but I did talk to her last night and she said she would be on as soon as she could this morning.
Okay. All right. So we do have a quorum, so we can move on.
Thank you.
Well, the first thing on the agenda for this morning is a legislative update. I guess we could kind of bring you guys up to speed what happened this last few weeks. We had House Bill 535, which was carried by Ryan Lynch out of Butte. And Ryan was basically doing a favor for a lottery, and Director Sales, Scott Sales, had asked Ryan to carry a bill to basically divorce horse racing from the lottery commission. So I called him and asked him what his position was on that, and he said just exactly what I just stated out loud, was he was carrying the bill for a lottery. And he asked what he might be able to do to help us. And so we sat down and conversed after the hearing, and kind of came up with the idea that we just flat need to ask for a straight out contribution to horse racing from House Bill 2. And the Thursday before Easter, he said they were ready to try to put something together, and I talked to him about some bullet points and stuff that he might want to bring up. And I said, you're going to bring this up after Easter? And he said, yeah. Then I get up the next morning and I find out that it's happening Friday morning. So they jumped right into it, and Brian made a motion to give us Montana Board of Horse Racing $500,000 a year. And after some pretty vigorous testimony from all the members of the thing, the motion passed 10-9, and it was heavily supported by Senator Bogner out of Miles City as well. So those two guys did a heck of a job. And of course, we were kind of pleased with that over the weekend, but then come Monday, the chairman was really disappointed with the fact that we were given this $500,000, and he, of course, had voted against it in the hearing, and he made a motion on or amendment to the bill on Monday, which took place Tuesday morning after Easter, to cut that in half. So the $250,000 per year is in House Bill number 2, and we will be receiving that. The exact timing of when we're going to get that check, I'm not positive yet, and we're still trying to get a little more understanding on that. And I guess what What I would add to that is that with $250,000 coming to us the next 2 years, this is the time that horse racing needs to show the state of Montana what we can do with our invested dollars and how we might expand this thing across the state of Montana to another location for a track or two, and show the validity and the value of the money that they've invested in us. So that's kind of the call on that. I would take any questions, I guess, regarding that particular bill. Anybody?
Chairman Hayes, this yes. is Rob. Is it just for a 2 year period, or and then we'd have to address this again? Is that correct?
We will have to address it again. It's just for the 2 year period. Good question. Thank you.
Chairman Hayes, this is Cindy Johnson. And I was just wondering, okay, on the recent $250,000 that we just received, when will this be allocated and when will we decide, or is there a time period on when we'll decide how it'll be allocated?
That will be a board decision and a very good question as well. As to when, I guess when we get it would be the first question, and we could get it rather quickly. And at that point, then I guess actually sooner the better, we are going to need to decide what to do with that money. So it was a pleasant and welcome surprise that we got it. And now we got to do something good with it and be able to report it in such a way that it shows the value of making the investment in us. So any thoughts about going forward, I think could probably take place right now or after this meeting or very soon.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, anybody else? Anybody else? Well, hearing no more questions regarding the legislative, is there any other questions regarding legislation that you might have, that the board might have?
Yes, this is Cindy Johnson again. And I would like to, has there been any updates on Senate Bill 133? Is that been tabled or is it still at a standstill?
I think where that's at, because obviously the House is in kind of a mess the last few days. Everything just kind of ground to a standstill, and there's an awful lot of very unhappy people at that Capitol right now. What I understand, it's still alive, but it hasn't been completely signed out. I think it went to appropriations yesterday or Monday, I guess, and passed out of there. And I believe that it's completely through the process and is heading to the governor's desk, I think.
Chairman Hayes, do you want to give an update on Senate Bill 535 as well?
Okay. So Senate Bill 535 was what Director Sales had put together and asked Mr. Lynch to carry, which was separation of lottery and the Board of Horse Racing. And That passed without much of a fight. That's just the culmination of what the lottery was doing in the first place. They were not going to honor our House Bill 704 from the last session, asking that they do a millionaire raffle. So not being able to go forward with that, Director Sales just asked that we not be working together anymore. And House Bill 535 just took care of that. So it also completely, what was the terminology? They completely repealed House Bill 704 from the code. So we're completely done with lottery. When I say completely done, this bill doesn't go into effect till June 30th, 2024. So we still will be finishing out the two scratch ticket type things that the lottery did come up with. And so we'll see a little bit of money coming from that. And then that'll be the end of the game with lottery.
Chairman Hayes, could I add just a little bit, please? This is Gary.
Yes, sir.
If House Bill continues to go through as it looks like it is, the effective date of that is July 1st. So it probably won't affect Miles City as much this year. It could affect Great Falls, and the board could decide to do something for Miles City after the fact, like we have with equipment or something like that. There's all kinds of possibilities out there, but July 1st is the date for that.
Right, you're talking about the amendment to House Bill 2, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, right. Everybody get that? Cindy, I think that was one of your questions and I didn't address it. Yeah, it would be July 1st.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions regarding legislation? Gary, do you have any other thoughts on that?
Nothing else as we know. House okay. or Senate Bill 535 stuck on the floor, depending upon what the House does, but I think that's everything now, Mr. Chairman, and we can move on to reports from the two tracks if they would like to give one.
Very good. I guess we call on Mr. Took. Would you like to give us an update of what's going on in Miles City?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, this is Robert. I don't really have much to add from our last meeting, other than we got horses here and we're going to be running here in about, what,
10 11 days. Days.
10 days. So, nope, things are looking good. I'm trying to squeeze that rock picker in here, but we're supposed to start getting rain again tomorrow, so, or maybe Thursday, so I'm not sure if I'll have it done this weekend or not, but we're looking like we're going to be pretty full. So I guess that's a good problem to have, but other than that, no, things are looking pretty good.
Robert, how's it working?
It's awesome. We finally got it dialed in right. It took us a while, but that thing is pretty slick. We spent an afternoon out there, and then Ron's been dialing it in. We did do a couple adjustments to it to add a couple different hydraulic features that didn't come with it out of the factory. But I'll tell you what, it's pretty nice. I kind of probably don't refer to the pieces of it correctly by their right names, but it's got a leveler plate on the back that just completely gets rid of all ridges underneath the top 6 inches of the dirt, you know, when you're running your groomer teeth and your ripper teeth in there. And so everything's dialed in at the exact same depth, and that back groomer bar just completely scrapes it perfect. It's a really good service. You can't tell right now because we did get about an inch and a half of rain last week. So it's finally getting back to where we wanted, at least the track is. But no, it's the real deal. It's heavy, though. I have to admit, it was when Ron first started working that track with it at the beginning of the year here, it was a pretty hard pull. So it's a lot easier pulling now because it's dialed in where we need it. But no, it's a hell of a piece of equipment. It's pretty exciting.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Does anybody have questions for me?
Can we borrow that?
Right. We need to. Yeah, it's. I'll tell you what. It's the real deal.
Oh. Any other questions?
Any other questions, Robert?
Okay. If I could,
Kotke,
he's in my office.
Excuse me. Things here are going pretty well. We've gotten our horseman's letters out, and we're just waiting to hear on jockey insurance what that's going to be. And then I think we're going to do a pretty decent jockey incentive to hopefully to get some jockeys here this year and horsemen here this year. Response from the public on our sponsorship things are going really well. I don't think anybody has turned us down yet that has been with us, and we're picking up more sponsors as we're going along here. We are meeting on May 9th with the county to get our contract finalized with them, and then I think things will be pretty much a go. We are discussing possibility of bringing Indian relays here to Great Falls. That won't be this year, but we've got some interesting ideas and facts. We've been talking to quite a few people about that, and I think that would be something that we could incorporate somehow during the summer there to help us make a little bit more revenue. But other than that, things are going pretty well. We've got our tractors lined up. We've got our water trucks lined up. And of course the Harrows and everything are at the track. So I think things are going pretty well for us right now.
Thank you, Sparky. Robert, I hadn't seen Sparky since you and I talked.
Yeah, do you want me to talk about that?
Please.
I did talk with John Unick. Well, I've been talking to him regularly, but I got a deal finalized late last night for, let me just pull it up here. I got it on my phone. I, of course, did not bring my folder that I had. So we're looking at last year we were $8,571 a day, and John, after I cried a little bit to him, got us $7,950 a day this year. So it's about $600 in savings a day, which, you know, isn't a lot, but it sure helps. So our total premium last year between the two tracks was $120,000, and we're looking at about $600 a day cheaper this year. So $7,950 is the quote. And I'm actually, after this meeting, John wanted me to wait until this morning to send it back to him just for whatever reasons. And, so I'm going to sign it and bind it this morning, and send it back to him. So some good news, not great, but I mean, honestly, a lot of it, and he even said it, you know, a lot of it is because we haven't, knock on wood, haven't had a lot of loss runs. So it's a testament to both tracks really taking safety serious. So hopefully it just keeps going in the right direction.
Thank you, Robert. Mr. Hayes, you're muted, sir.
There we go. Thank you, Robert. That's a great job. So what else do we have, Gary?
Do you want to have public input now, Chairman Hayes?
Let's do that instead of then we'll run right into Joe Carr's deal.
Okay. Kristen Schaff is on the call. She wants to give us an update on their efforts on HBPA. So I think you should go ahead and let her speak and then ask for any other public input from there.
Very good. Go ahead, Kristen.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, good morning, everyone. This is Kristen Schaff. I just wanted to update everyone that we are working on getting the HBPA going again. We did want to request that the board recognize the Montana HBPA again, so that we can be official. And then we are going to be in the process of starting our filing our organizational documents and hopefully be up and running very soon.
Okay. So you haven't filed those documents as of yet. Is that what I heard you say?
Yes, correct. Not yet. Okay. So that's going to be our next step. And we did just want to request to be recognized as the official horsemen's group from the board.
Okay. Very good. Well, keep us in the loop on that then, please.
Okay. And are we able to do that now? Or because I thought we had talked about doing that at this meeting. I'm not sure.
Kristen, like we talked yesterday, because I didn't have all the information when this agenda was put together, and to be honest with you, I still don't have it.
What information?
I don't know. Just let me. I've got a question for our legal counsels on the line, or also one other individual. Since the HBPA is not on the agenda, can we take any formal action on that? And I'm referring to either Amy or Bonnie to guide me there.
Good morning, Gary. This is Amy Barnes, legal counsel for the Board of Horse Racing. In order to be compliant with our open meeting and open public participation laws, we have to make sure that any items that we want to take action on are posted on the agenda so that the public is provided proper notice. And I don't see anything on the agenda regarding this request.
It is not on there, Amy. And Kristen and I have talked off and on over the last, I don't know, a couple of months, I think, because they're organizing things. And it wasn't put on this agenda because I wasn't aware of how close they were to requesting it. And I had told her originally that we would have a board meeting along with the Miles City race meet, which we usually do. And at that time is when the HBPA would come up. And this meeting is kind of, we push this meeting ahead because of the presentation that's coming up here shortly. So we'll still have another meeting coming up with the Miles City race meet.
Okay, thank you, Gary. Yes, if we could just request to be on the agenda for that meeting, then that would be great. Thank you so much for your help.
I will be glad to get it on there. And any information, Kristen, that either you or Scotty has, please get it to me in advance. We have to have the agenda out at least a week in advance, and I'd like to have them out a little bit longer than that.
Okay, is there anything specific you do need, or what do we need to do to make sure that we are on the agenda?
Why don't you give me a call afterwards, and we'll go through everything so we can keep this meeting moving along and the stuff you need, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Kristen.
Thank you, Kristen. So, Gary, I believe we're ready for our presentation from Mr. Carr.
Can I interrupt you guys real quickly, Gary?
Alton has her hand up.
Quick question, since Robert's still on here, we're talking about I know you and I had talked about it, Gary, the meeting during Miles City. Robert had expressed he would like to see the board there. Is this something we can still organize? Are there rooms available? I'm just curious are we too late to get in on any of that, Robert? Or Gary?
I would say the rooms will be an issue.
Okay.
Let me go ahead and answer that as a follow-up, Janice, of your call last night to me. I don't know that I can get rooms. I will be glad to reach out to the motel that we have all the officials staying at now and see, but I think it's going to be hard pressed. Usually when we have the Miles City meeting, we hold that one virtually, and we may have to do that this time again, just because we haven't made arrangements for the rooms. I make those several months ago for the officials. We may have to plan to start in 2024 with having an in-person meeting in Miles City. I just don't know if I can get rooms for the board at this late date.
Okay, perfect. Thanks. If anybody knows or wants to room share or has extra, let me know. I'd like to try to make it down there just to talk with Horseman, and I'd love to see what Robert and that group has done. I haven't been there for years. So just let me know. Thanks.
I will. And I'll reach out to the motel this afternoon and just see. But I'm with Robert. I would doubt very much if we can get room for this many people and on a short notice.
Okay, back to the agenda. How are we handling the presentation?
I think I'm going to turn that over to Bonnie, and she's been in contact with Joe. I sent you all a copy of his presentation. I don't see his name on here, but I know he was planning on being on here this morning. Bonnie, have you heard anything from Mr. Carr?
Yeah, I'm promoting him currently, and we will get started here in just a second.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, Bonnie.
So, Mr. Carr, can you unmute and hear us?
You're still muted, Joe. There you go. Okay. Perfect.
Am I?
Joe, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Good. We can hear you, sir.
Okay, good. There's no video. Is there video component?
Bonnie is going to go through your PowerPoint on a shared screen so everybody can see it.
Can everybody see it?
I can, yes.
Yes, I can.
Yep.
Okay. So, Joe, you didn't
know. Okay, great. Great.
It's all yours. Joe, are you there?
So, okay. Let me ask you, Bonnie, is this available for the general public also?
It is.
I'm sorry?
Yes, it is available for the general public because it's on the, it's agended on the.
Yes, I am.
Joe, it is available to the general public, yes.
Right now.
And you're breaking okay. up.
And can you, let's go ahead and start with the, Bonnie, could we, Chairman Hayes, for the opportunity and board members. Okay.
Hello? So Mr. Carr, you're cutting in and out. We cannot hear you.
Okay. Do you want me to call in?
Oh, if you're right there, I can hear you. So if you, wherever you're standing, don't move.
Okay. I'm standing right in front of the screen right now. Does that okay. work?
That works. We can hear you loud and clear.
Okay. I'll get it even closer.
So when you're ready to have me advance the, you just tell me when you're ready.
First of all, thank you so much for your time invested today, Chairman. Well, it's working properly. Hello.
Joe, you're breaking up again, sir.
Okay. I'm on an iPad. Do you want me to call in? Because that's probably the smartest thing to do because this thing seems to not be working.
Yes. Mr. Carr, if you can call in, I will wait for you to come in and I will promote you that way.
Okay. I'll call right away. Okay.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you.
Are we going here, Chairman Hayes, or is it not working yet?
Doesn't appear that we've hooked up with okay. Mr. Carr.
Just want to make sure I wasn't missing.
No, just hold tight. I'm trying to work with Mr. Carr to get him on. So just hold a second.
Okay. I guess this was a coffee break.
Yep, everybody get up and stretch.
We've got donuts here in Great Falls if you want to drop by.
Where are they? I don't see
them. Oh, yeah.
Okay, Mr. Carr, can you hear us now? Mr. Carr, you're going to have to unmute. Oh, he just dropped off again.
Wow.
Well, let's give it a few more minutes, please, sir, and give it one more try.
Let me see if I can invite him and see if I can get him back on. Hold on just a second, everyone. Sorry about this.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Gary, this is Cindy. And just while we're waiting, I was going to let you know, I called the Super 8 in Miles City a couple of days ago for some rooms for someone else. They do have some available, but they're pretty pricey. So just letting you know it's out there if you can't find any of the regular.
And the one thing that you need to remember is that you can stay at a more expensive one, but the board, by state rules, only allows X amount of dollars for travel, per diem mileage, and room rates. But I will check around this afternoon, Cindy, and see what I can come up with.
Okay.
Is it snowing in Miles City, Robert?
Hey, Gary, this is Ralph. If we do have a meeting in Miles City, what day or when are we talking about possibly having them?
Well, from what I'm hearing from Janice, Bucking Horse Sale weekend, and that would be... either a Friday
or Friday, Saturday.
The 20th.
No guarantee.
Was there a question for me? I'm sorry, I stepped away for a second.
I asked.
What was that again?
I asked.
You keep cutting out on me.
Okay.
Okay, I've got the car back on. If everybody can mute their selves so we can try to get him on. So hold on just a second.
Yeah, well, looks like it's working. Hello?
It looks like it's working.
Hello.
We can hear you, Mr. Carr, but you're still cutting in and out.
Okay. Well, let me at least try to go on.
Okay. I'm going to start sharing screen.
Okay. Well, I'm on.
Okay, I can hear you. So I'm going to share the screen. So if you can tell me when you want me to advance to the next slide, let me know.
Okay, let's go on to the first slide right now. Regretfully, Bonnie, I can't see the first slide.
Okay, it is the one that just has Equine Risk Management Group, LLC.
Okay, great. Let me go from there. Thank you so much, Chairman Hayes and board members and interested folks of the Montana horse racing. We are very pleased to be, I'll tell you what, I'm getting a reverberation on the iPad and I've got to, it's driving me crazy. Let me put my phone down and see if I can get that straightened away.
Regretfully, Bonnie, I can't see the first slide.
But that works. That does work. Okay. Let's see if we can get this thing working.
Let me go from there. There's an interested folks, so very pleased. I'll tell you what, I'm a reverberation. I put my phone down if I can get that straight.
Okay, let's go, Bonnie, to the second slide, please.
Go ahead.
Okay, the second slide says Joe Carr, Zach Purton, consultant Joe P. Is that correct? I'm not seeing that on my screen.
Okay, let me stop sharing and share again. Hold on just a second.
Hello, are you still there?
Okay, do you see it now?
Okay, there we go. Yes, I do.
Or what we see is your slide screen that has your contact information, correct?
Right. Basically, I think we're cooking with gas now. Okay, the third slide is, if we could go to the third slide. Equine Risk Management Group is a provider of horse racing and equestrian products and services on a global basis. We have been established since 2013, and we have 75 years experience of guidance in global and racetrack management. This expertise includes startup simulcast and gaming operations. We offer the best dedicated internet simulcast products to provide an excellent source of revenue to continue the long history of horse racing in Montana. Bearing in mind, I'm getting a reverberation, so every time I say something, it comes right back to me. So. If I'm pausing, that's the reason why. Equine Risk Management Group provides the following services: operated wagering terminal, customer operation self-service wagering control, internet TVs at OTBs and satellite decoder equipment. Training tools, class operations, routine maintenance and ongoing research. We also have customization, provide a summer class product that will be tailor-made to ensure the racing public players needs. We have an extension that will establish the network and across Montana. Next slide is the SOTB. And that is the product that we will be installing on there. OTB power terminals, sound and gas pipes, power service terminals, tablets, mobile patients on your phone, you can buy for your own. Mobile wagering technology. We are a new Bonnie, could we, the next one?
I'm on the next one, sir.
Okay, and then the next one after that? This is our OTB, picture of OTB in the Virgin Islands. Okay, the next one, please. Customization, and we've already gone over that one. Could you go to the next one, please? And there's some correspondence, and everybody look at the questions that Gary has asked, and I'd like to go over that when we get to the next slide. These are questions that Gary has asked us, and I just want to make sure that everybody knows how well Gary worked with this process and asked for questions that we've answered. So there are all those questions. I don't think there's that I need to go through those, but they are there on the website. And then there's another set of them. I know this has been kind of a cut up conversation in Proteso, but if there's any comments, suggestions, or questions, we'll be more than happy to take them.
Chairman Hayes, yes. Go ahead.
We weren't able to understand an awful lot of what Joe was saying. Was that true of everyone else?
Yes, Chairman. Sir.
Okay.
Could we open it up to discussion and just ask Joe some questions? He's still on the call, and maybe just have an open discussion with him. Is that a possibility?
I think we can do that if we can control it here and get some answers that we can hear. I would start out with, is Joe, does your group understand what the Board of Horse Racing would expect in a contract form from this venture? Joe, can you hear us?
Mr. Carr, you're muted. You need to unmute yourself.
Wow.
Chairman Hayes?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, great. We'd be more than happy to do anything, but we do not have a boilerplate contract to even comment on it.
Okay. So if our conversation right now said we were looking for 4% of the handle, is that something that fits into your conversation?
Well, we'd have to see. We originally talked about this situation on the last Zoom call, and unfortunately, we never went anywhere with it. And if you would be more than happy to provide us with the information that you're requesting, I'm pretty sure we'd be right back with you.
Okay. So the setup that you've shown us on the slide presentation looks pretty similar to what we've had here in the state of Montana through Mr. Alonzo and the locations around the state, dealing with the same Roberts group that was providing the lines. It appears that you're setting up something quite similar to what we've had in the past.
Yes, you're absolutely correct. We have a plan with United Tote, and we're working with United Tote. Matter of fact, they're very, very interested in our progress with Montana, and I'm meeting with them actually next week at the Kentucky Derby.
Okay. So how would we look at putting these terminals and operations around the state? Would we be in charge of handling that, or is that something that you're wanting to go to the ground with and do your own? Or
how would this move forward? Well, I think we have to walk before we run. And we have already talked to Mr. Alonzo, and we've talked to a variety of people in Montana that are very interested in what we're trying to do. We need to basically find out from you all if this is a viable situation for all of us.
Got a question.
Yeah.
If you come in with your this is Sparky Kotke. If you come in with your system machines, then would you replace all the machines at the current locations that are sitting idle?
Well, that's a good question, and that's going to be real hard to answer. We'd probably like to just pick up those same machines if it works. That'd
yeah,
be the smartest.
They're all United Tote machines, so.
Well, then that's not a problem then.
Yeah, okay.
Chairman Hayes, Janice Carlton has her hand up.
Go ahead, Janice.
I have a question, Joe. I'm curious what's different versus just a few years ago in the past when I know Scotty's bar, Carla, said she got rid of it. The daily expense just to pay for the signals of each of these different tracks was so out of line that they could no longer run the simulcast. How is that different with today's systems, and who will bear the brunt or the burden, should I say, of those costs if we get people interested in putting these into the bars?
We have a new model that basically only charges one feed, so you don't have to pay Roberts for individual feeds.
Oh, that's wonderful. Okay.
This is Cindy Johnson. I'm sorry, my hand isn't up. I couldn't find the hand, sorry. But Mr. Carr, I'm wondering, and I know in the past, this is just coming from the past, but are you going to have some form of management on site for technical issues or any issues? I know that was also a big problem with the in the past site, was they never had any help with issues.
Well, with every startup, you have to have people that are on boots on the ground, and maybe that is something that we need to discuss going forward, but we will have adequate staff as we do in the Virgin Islands.
Okay, thank you, sir.
I mean, that's a great question. It's kind of a chicken and an egg situation, but if we're going to put these machines in, and we're going to do the right thing for Montana and also the right thing for our clients.
So, Mr. Cara, I'm not exactly sure what we're doing here this morning, because you as a vendor in this situation would simply need to become licensed in the state of Montana, and following all of our laws, you could do this with or without us. Oh,
well, I'm not quite sure that's true, Chairman Hayes. We want to make sure that's why we came to you first. We want to make sure that we are licensed and legal in every way, shape, and form, and that's why we actually came to you first. Maybe we've gone it backwards, but
Mr. Hayes?
Yes, sir. Hayes.
Ralph Young has his hands up, and then I'd like to make a simple comment, please.
Chairman Hayes, this is Ralph. I just have some questions for Mr. Carr as far as how you ever picked Montana. And the next question is, since in Montana we had issues with the simulcasting in the past as being a viable option, why would it be viable today? I mean, with COVID, when it came in, that completely then killed the simulcasting as far as at the local establishments. And what would you do different? How would you attract the people? The economics, Montana is a very sparsely populated state. So to get the handle at these establishments was very hard for Mr. Alonzo to make it work. Why would yours be different? What would you do to make any changes to that?
I think that refers to the question that I already answered about the platform that we're proposing versus the platform that was in place.
As far as the cost of the signal?
Yes. And the other thing is, there is a viable ADW process that is not servicing the bars and taverns and other establishments, the stop and goes, and to also, Ralph, to answer your question, I love a good challenge, and I love a challenge in a state that I think can and will develop into a strong racing aspect and race back to the 300 days of racing than you used to.
I'm still on mute. If I can ask again, and I don't disagree. I guess I'm not. You're not talking about ever simulcasting the races from Montana, are you? You're talking about.
Oh, absolutely not.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No. No. That involves HISA and another level. No. What we're interested in doing is coming in and bringing the Kentucky Derby, all of the racing from all of the lovely, or the big tracks that attract all of the gambling. And I'm pretty sure that the Montana Board of Horse Racing would not be very interested in getting involved with what is involved with HISA right now.
Because that's exactly, as soon as you start simulcasting your signal, then the HISA.
Yeah, no.
Huge
place. I understand wholeheartedly, and I'm very, very aware of what's going on, and I appreciate that question.
Just checking.
Oh, well, you're a smart individual, and I was noting that was going to be asked anyways, and I appreciate that you brought it up.
Chairman Hayes, could I make a couple comments, please?
Gary?
Yeah. First of all, I want to let you know that Joe and I have had several conversations over the last few months. Actually, we've talked about a lot of things besides horse racing and HISA and simulcasting. But to get back to the question of the contract, if there was a contract to be put in place, we would need more information on our end of it before a contract could be drafted. And it would entail some, these are some of the things, but not all of the things. Of course, the time frame, the scope of the involvement, what we're expecting from Mr. Carr's company, you know, what the state is doing. Of course, the payout that you mentioned, Chairman Hayes, things like that. So if there's to be a contract, there has to be some preliminary work done on it, and I think from previous conversations with Mr. Carr, he would like sooner than later to, since we're started into this process. And correct me if I'm wrong, Joe, on that.
Oh, you're 100% right on the money.
Okay, thank you.
I mean, we have provided every piece of information that you all have asked for and more. And we would have the commitment, or we wouldn't be talking to you.
I agree, sir.
So I guess we're at a point now that I hate to say the old proverbial, we got to cut fish or cut bait.
Well, if there are no further questions.
Chairman Hayes, I did have one more question. Did our contract that we had with Nick and his group, is that something we could maybe go over and using some type of format of that with Joe Carr's company?
I would have to go back and visit with our legal counsel to look at that contract. I'll be honest with you, Ralph, I have not reviewed that contract. And I'm sure there's pieces of it, but as we all know, everything's changing. So we'll just have to review that contract and adjust accordingly.
All right.
Well, thank you. That's a great, great move forward.
I will tell you, Chairman Hayes, that if the board wants to move forward with this, we should have some kind of a motion and action by the board to take the next step. Otherwise, we're kind of in limbo, and I don't think Mr. Carr wants that, and I think we all need to kind of have a direction of where we're going.
That's where I was heading. Ralph, your hand's still up. Are you like eternally hands up?
trying to put it, but I was struggling.
I would entertain a motion that the board would move ahead in this. Well, I guess putting it to Mr. Carr is that we need a motion to whether this board wishes to move forward and working on a contract. And then after we saw everything, we would have to have a finalization of that contract and approval. So the first motion is to move ahead with Mr. Carr on this business. Anybody care to make that motion?
Chairman Hayes, this is Ralph. I would move that we do pursue this as far as moving forward with the simulcast with Mr. Carr's company, along with our legal counsel, their involvement as we go forward. I think that's pretty important for the next step. But I do move that we pursue this.
Thank you. Is there a second to that motion? Cindy?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. This is Cindy Johnson, and I second that motion.
Thank you very much. I would now call for any discussion on the motion. Is there any discussion? Is there any discussion?
Nothing.
Hearing none, we'll call for a vote. All the board members that are in favor of moving ahead and pursuing this contract with Mr. Carr, please signify by, let's see, can you raise your hand?
Mr. Chairman Hayes, this is Amy Barnes. Sorry, yes. I just want to make sure we do allow for public comment on the proposed action.
Public comment on a motion?
On the proposed, on this action that the board's taking. We haven't had any, I don't think I didn't hear any option for the public to be able to comment on this particular topic.
Yeah, there's only two people on the call that are not on the board, it looks like. So I guess I would still call for, if there's any discussion on the motion by anyone. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none. Amy, how are we going to vote? Can we raise our hand or are you going to unmute us all at one time?
This is Bonnie. If you raise your hands, and I can take number by that way.
All right. All those in favor of the motion, please signify by raising your little hand. We have Cindy, Janice, Corey, Ralph.
That's all the board members present, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, and myself. Although I can't vote, I'm in. All right. Motion carries. Mr. Carr, we are going to move forward with this process as quickly as possible.
I greatly appreciate the opportunity. I'm sorry that the Zoom call was kind of cut up, but what the next step would be for us to come and visit everybody in person.
Joe, well, you and I will be in contact.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
I appreciate your time and thank you so much for the opportunity.
Thank you, Mr. Carr. Appreciate it.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. On our agenda, we're calling for public comment, but I think we're, I don't see anybody that could offer public comment except maybe you, Kristen. Uh, What's that?
Oh, God.
Technology.
Okay. So on our agenda, our next meeting date is up next, Gary. So what do we have there?
I would like to say, I know the board would like me to check to see if we can get rooms in Miles City. That's a 50-50 deal at best, I think, folks. But I do think that it would be a good idea to have a board meeting by Zoom, if we can't get an in-person one, towards the end of the Miles City race meet. By that time, we will know what's happening with the legislation. We will have an idea what's happened in Miles City, and we'll have a better idea what's going on with Mr. Carr's proposal. So I think you need to look at sometime in that frame. And then I want to remind everybody that we will have an in-person meeting the last weekend of the Great Falls race meet. That will be on Saturday, and I don't have that date in front of me.
29th.
30th.
Okay. And then I don't know. We don't generally have a meeting between Miles City and Great Falls, but we seem to have a lot going on. So I think everybody needs to be open to the idea that we have one in June.
That sounds good, Gary. Why don't we leave that open? As we find out more information, we can look at setting that date and how we're going to handle it.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Is there anything else for the good of the order? Anyone? Seeing none, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I so move, Chairman Hayes.
Thank you, Ralph. Is there a second?
Got a second.
Thank you, Janice. Moved and second that we adjourn, and we don't even need to have a vote for that. I can just call it. So this meeting is adjourned, and you guys, thank you very much. Thank you for your patience on that presentation. Yeah, Gary, anything else, my man? Are we done?
Thank you, everybody. We are done. Bonnie and Amy, I will be contacting you for information on that old contract and stuff. And Bonnie, thank you for your patience this morning and helping us through all this.